Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock this afternoon right here on AM 1220, The Word. And I hope you're doing well and digging out from underneath the snow. I'm sure glad I went out and cleared off my car a little bit last night before. I still had a lot of snow on it today left over. Drove out of my road and a big old chunk of snow off the top of the car went sliding out and crashing into the road. Virtually nobody around. But hope you're doing well. Hope you'll stick with us. We got a special program planned today, and I've got a special guest that we'll have coming on here in just a minute, talking about the D-Day Prayer Project with Chris Long, and we'll get him here in just a moment. But let's go ahead and open our program here with a word of prayer here this afternoon. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air today. We thank you so much for your blessing. Thank you that we have reason to be able to be here. We just pray that you would bless the program today. Use it for your glory. Help us to encourage believers in their walk with you and help point people to Christ that are searching. And Father, we just pray your blessing now and your watch care of us. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, it's good to be with you here today. And like I said, I hope you had a good Thanksgiving last week. And we are going to get into our program here this afternoon with Chris Long. And I believe he is waiting for me on the telephone right now. Chris, are you there?
Good afternoon, Pastor Al. Good to be with you.
Well, good afternoon to you as well. It's really good to have you with us today, and been meaning to get you on because you've got some exciting news to let our audience know about regarding the D-Day Prayer Project in Washington, D.C. And if you could you explain to our listeners what that project is? Some of them might not know what we're talking about.
Well, I'd be glad to. In fact, listeners of your program and this station know that we launched a project 9 years ago called the D-Day Prayer Project. That was an effort to add FDR's D-Day prayer in its entirety at the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. Now, some of the listeners have actually visited Washington and gone to the War Memorial, the World War II Memorial, and it's a wonderful tribute to the 16 million Americans who served us in World War II, and over the years since its dedication in 2004, has really literally received millions of visitors. In fact, it's one of the most popular visits in Washington on the Mall. An average of 4 million people a year visit the World War II Memorial. Well, of course, honor flights. That's where World War II veterans, Korean War veterans, and Vietnam veterans are flown free of charge by a group that underwrites the mission through donations of people to visit these monuments in Washington in their honor and thanking them for their service. It's a wonderful patriotic day for these veterans. And, of course, we've been able to be down there at the World War II Memorial over the last 10 years to meet with World War II veterans. And I'm telling you, Pastor Al, I mean literally history walking around live, talking to these men and women who served us in World War II and the great stories that they've shared with us, their personal experiences in both the Pacific and Atlantic theaters of war during the World War II. Well, one of the things that they lament when they would look in that area of the wall in the message that President FDR gave on December 8th, you know, on Monday, we're about to recognize Pearl Harbor Day. That's December 7th, because December 7th, 1941, is a day that will live in infamy.
Mm-hmm.
That is when the Imperial Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor and also Guam and the Philippine Islands then thereafter and ushered us into World War II. So I'm going to share some thoughts about that, what was happening that week on the airwaves, by the way, because President Roosevelt had commissioned a special week in observance that week, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But that speech that he gave the next day before Congress, asking for Congress to enact an act of war exists between the United States and Japan because of the attack on Pearl Harbor and our territories overseas in Guam, that he ended it with, "So help us God." And they lament because they look at that, they're reading the statement, and they're saying it's missing the four most important words. Now, how do these men, some of them in their 90s, at that time they were in their early, late 80s, early 90s, were pointing to that area of the wall and said, "Hey, it's missing the four most important words, so help us God." Well, obviously, the censors made sure that there was no expression of faith anywhere on this new monument in 2004 when it was dedicated. For whatever reason, there was no prayer, scripture verse, or reference to God anywhere on it. Well, it's a wonderful tribute. It's certainly honoring to our veterans, but they remember those words, and they're historical in nature, of course. Well, one day I woke up with an idea after the Congress was sworn in back in 2011. In fact, one of our own congressmen became the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, and there was a new congressman that was sworn into office, Bill Johnson. Well, I'd become friends with Bill on the campaign trail that summer, and I said to my wife, I said, "I got an idea. Don't know what I'm doing, but I'm going to ask Congressman Johnson to introduce legislation that will add FDR's D-Day prayer in its entirety at the World War II Memorial." And I said, "Besides, what good Democrat could vote against FDR?" So we thought it'd be good bipartisan support for this, and indeed it is. It's actually an effort that had broad bipartisan support on both sides of the aisle, and we worked it through Congress. Congressman Johnson took the sponsorship. Then in the Senate was U.S. Senator Rob Portman, who became the Senate sponsor. It was actually S-1044 that actually became the law that was eventually signed by President Obama, who his administration early on opposed the effort, but then reversed track and saw the overwhelming popular support for it nationwide in a series of articles, changed course, and went ahead and signed it into law. But it stipulated that it will not be paid for, its addition would not be paid for by tax dollars, but by private donations. And most of the monuments in Washington, Pastor Al, are not paid for by tax dollars, but by private donation.
Right.
That's how they were erected. So all that said, we've been working for the last 6 years now, since 2014, when the bill was signed into law on June 30th of 2014. Well, small donations came in. We made an appeal nationwide. We had Bill Federer on the airwaves, and you came down to Washington with us when we presented a check for the Friends of $20,000. And little donations were coming into the Friends. They're the curators of the mall. Their website, our website, that we have, ddayprayerproject.org. And we're praying and running out of time. Well, you say, "Well, Chris, what do you mean running out of time?" Well, because the bill stipulated any addition to the mall in Washington, the Commemorative Works Act that was passed, somewhere about 15 years ago, said that it has to be completed within a seven-year period. That's unique in legislation because legislation doesn't expire, in other words, unless it's overridden by another piece of legislation. So that was interesting, and that didn't come to our attention until a year and a half out from the deadline. They said, "Oh, by the way, you have to get this done by June of 2021, or the legislation expires, and you got to go through Congress again."
Now, let me interject here a second with a question, Chris. You said we presented, remember, the check for $20,000, and you just found out now that you're on the clock. And how close were you to reaching the goal?
Well, here's the thing. Adding the prayer, it's all 515 words. It has to be 2-inch type. And the Friends and the Park Service walked us around the memorial back in 2014, early 2015, and we were looking for a place to put the prayer on the monument. Well, they had a designated area already in mind, and they showed that to my wife and I, who were on the tour with them that day. And we went outside the Atlantic Arch, and I thought, "Oh, boy, here we go. They're going to put it on the backside. Nobody will see it, right?" Well, it was this area called the Circle of Remembrance, and they said, "This is part of the World War II Memorial. It is slated for a major upgrade, but the projected cost of that upgrade with the prayer's addition would be $2 to $3 million.
Oh my!
So we, we said, "Wow, that's a tall order." Well, yeah, obviously, God can do anything, right? Well, so we started. We started with small donations that came in from veterans and their families from across the country, as we got on as many radio stations as we could and spread the word as much as possible. Bill Federer was helping. Senator Portman did some announcements. He can't raise funding as a senator, but as a private citizen, he was able to make some announcements. And I said, "You know, Senator," and this was somewhere in the 6 years, I said, "It would really help if we could at least have a sign at the Circle of Remembrance, it says future site of edition of the DDA prayer.
Mm-hmm.
He says, well, I think we could do better than that. Why don't we get a prayer plaque there of the prayer as a temporary placement? I said, that would be wonderful. Well, that's what happened. And last year in June, you were there. We dedicated the prayer plaque, which was only supposed to be there for 3 or 4 months. But thankfully, the center got an extension on it, and it's been there for 15 months. And it, in fact, so it's just like how God works, Pastor Al. He gives us a foothold, a placement. When we think about Abraham taking the land, right?
Mm-hmm.
God said, the land that you see, I'm going to give to you. Really, Abraham was a sojourner. He didn't own any land. In fact, the only land that he ended up owning was a cemetery plot in Hebron to bury his wife and where he would be buried. In fact, that was the first titled property that we on record in the Bible is the cemetery plot for Sarah, his wife, in Hebron. But that was a little toehold of what would eventually be the promised land for the children of Israel. So it is this prayer plaque became that. It was kind of a promissory note of a larger project to be fulfilled. Well, as you and I, men of faith, not with much means, but men of faith, right?
And trusting God and on a wing and a prayer, as they say.
On a wing and a prayer, you betcha. And so, and I'm like, Lord, I woke up one morning and I said, I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do this. And the Lord just spoke to me and says, I'm going to do it. Well, when God tells you something, you can take that to the bank. Didn't know how, didn't know where, didn't know what time. But it was about 2 months ago, I got a call from Senator Portman.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, his staff had contacted me that morning, and I don't often talk to the senator. He's pretty busy, obviously. And I got a text from his staff, said, the senator's going to call you later today. Well, I knew that a grant had come through. What else could it be? And indeed, that night, he called me, and we rejoiced together. His father served in World War II. My father served in World War II. And we just had a joyous moment there of how God provided. It was, let me read this, who the grantors were. It's called the Lilly Endowment Incorporated. It's actually a group out of Indianapolis, Indiana, who underwrote a $2 million check for the Prayers Edition.
Now, how much was that again?
$2 million.
Just $2 million.
That's right. So we wrote this little thank you to them. The Ohio Christian Alliance would like to thank the Lilly Endowment Incorporated for their generous grant that will help make the addition of this historical presidential prayer a reality at the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. We would also like to thank Senator Portman, the sponsor of S-1044. I'd also like to thank Congressman Johnson, the House sponsor, the legislation that made the addition of the prayer possible. The prayer's addition will serve as a lasting tribute to the 16 million Americans who served us in World War II. President Roosevelt's prayer articulated the great crusade that was underway to liberate millions suffering under tyranny. He addressed the concerns of those who had family members serving in the war effort and paid honor to the fallen and those veterans who fought courageously in the conflict. It is fitting that succeeding generations learn of this prayer that was offered at that most poignant moment in our nation's history. So, folks, we want to just announce today on the program that we have secured the funding through this great, gracious grant from the Lilly Endowment. So now where are we at? Well, we're at the final plans and construction phase and a dedication date of June of 2022, so just a year and a half away from dedicating the prayer at the memorial. And, of course, we'll be giving some announcements on this program. Those who would like to come down, there will be a whole day, maybe even 2 days of observances and actually praying the prayer with groups coming through. So it's going to be a wonderful time.
Yeah, it's really exciting news, Chris, to hear how God just touched that foundation, the Lilly Foundation, and made that possible, made that grant possible. Because, you know, I know you have been praying and asking people to pray, and we've asked people to pray, and $2 million. I mean, that's a lot of money for us. And but yet for our God, who owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, it wasn't anything for him to do that. Once you and others showed faith and put that faith to action and trusted him, that's exciting. Chris, where can people go to find out more about this and maybe get involved in it themselves?
Well, that's right. In fact, there's still opportunity to make a contribution. to the D-Day Prayer Project, because we do have expenses for the planning and construction phase. We'll be taking trips to Washington, but most importantly, the historical educational program that we'll be running. I talked with Bill Federer on my radio program this week. I'd like to have him on your program too, Pastor Al, but I know you've had Bill on the program, but we talked about the D-Day prayer. He'll be coming down. We'll be doing some tours in Washington with young people from across the country. We'll be doing lecture series with Bill Federer, with David Barton, with other historians at the World War II Memorial, of course, at the D-Day prayer, but also in Washington itself. So we're launching through the Christian Alliance of America, our national entity, a educational effort that we're going to be doing for the next several years. And we're going to be taking some tours to Plymouth Rock, for instance. And this is the 400th year of Pilgrim's Landing. Next year will be the 400th anniversary of the first Thanksgiving. And we've had Pastor Paul Jaley of the Plymouth Rock Foundation. We'll be working with him with some tours this summer. So this is some of the things that we're doing, our Christian heritage as a country. And so important that we pass that on to the next generation. That's vital. So, again, if you want to go to the website to learn about the project, it's called ddayprayerproject.org. That's ddayprayerproject.org, and then you'll learn more about it. There's a little video there, too, of our presentation. You'll see Pastor Al in there reading the prayer with us as well when we dedicated the prayer plaque last year, which was, again, the placement, the promissory note of the large project that will now become a reality in June of 2022.
And that really was an honor to be able to be there, because we were there, of course, on the observance of D-Day. And we had that opportunity with Senator Portman to be there in the Circle of Remembrance, and to each of us that were there, a group of us, taking turns reading portions of the prayer. And, you know, like you, my father was also in World War II, and his brother, both of them were in World War II, and both of them had the opportunity to go there on the honor flight. And having been to the World War II Memorial, it's kind of hard to describe it. You almost have to experience it. It's I think more I don't want to say impressive, but I think it's more awe-inspiring than some of the typical memorials, because as you approach it and you see the way that it's laid out with the Atlantic, the Pacific Theater and the European Theater and the names of the states and U.S. territories that were involved. And as you said, you see these people going around looking at it, and you'll see these people with walkers and wheelchairs and canes and looking at things, memorializing places where they served as young men, as soldiers, as sailors, as airmen, and lost friends, and just things that changed their lives in such a lasting way. And to be able to be a part of that, it's just such a wonderful thing. And then to be able to put a recognition of God in that memorial. And really, Chris, that's a tribute to what God has done and used you and others to bring this to be. And I just want to thank you for all the work that you've done on that, Chris.
Well, thank you, Pastor Allen. Thank you for serving in our organization, on our board. And that's what helps keep us going, is the good men and women of faith in the state that support our efforts by praying for us and giving us words of encouragement, and at times sending in financial support as they support this radio program to stay on the air. And this is so vital. What you do every day, Pastor, with the radio program on Friday, on Sunday nights, this is important to keep the information and exercising our First Amendment right. We should not take that for granted. In fact, we're experiencing forms of censorship on social media right now, and in some major media, we can't get our message out. But through the good graces of this station, Salem Broadcasting, and through the emails we send to people, and then, of course, the regular mail we send to people, we keep them informed on important issues. And so this is, again, a wonderful blessing to our service personnel, because, you know, it's not just the World War II veterans. This is a tribute to all of our veterans. And, in fact, one of the blessings has been when you go to Memorial Day or Veterans Day, you can see a combination of Vietnam veterans, Gulf War veterans, Korean War veterans, and World War II veterans all being together in a comradeship. And that's what really touches you, is that these men and women who took the oath to serve our country, and then the camaraderie that they have, and for us to be able to say thank you for your service. It means so much to them.
Yes, it does.
Let me read the first line from the prayer itself. And President Roosevelt prayed that morning of the D-Day landings and saying, Almighty God, our sons, pride of our nation, this day have set upon a mighty endeavor, a struggle to preserve our republic, our religion, and our civilization, and to set free a suffering humanity. Lead them straight and true. Give strength to their arms, stoutness in their hearts, steadfastness in their faith. They will need thy blessing. Their road will be long and hard. For the enemy is strong. He may hurl back our forces. Success may not come with rushing speed, but we shall return again and again, and we know that by thy grace and by thy the righteousness of our cause, our sons will triumph. And the prayer goes on. In fact, you can find the prayer, again, at the website, ddayprayerproject.org. Well, Pastor, I want to thank you for having me on today. I want to say one thing. You know, as we celebrate or recognize December 7th, which is Pearl Harbor Day, in recognition of that, do you know what was going on back in 1941? FDR actually commissioned that week to be Bible Week as a presidential act, and they were reading the Bible on the airwaves. In fact, NBC News interrupts the broadcast while they're reading the Bible to announce to people that Pearl Harbor had been bombed.
And, you know, these are things that the people to which that is, you know, a memory where they, you know, remember hearing that announcement. Or like a teacher, when I was growing up, I went through the Revere school system. We had a teacher who was from Hawaii. And she actually, as a young girl, was hanging up laundry and watched the Japanese bombers come over the mountain and bomb Pearl Harbor. She saw it as a young girl. And she always told every class that every year around, you know, toward, well, this time of year. And, of course, as teenagers, we didn't fully appreciate it. But this is one of the things that these memorials accomplish. Because these young people coming up, you know, for us, you know, 9/11, 2001, 9/11 was our Pearl Harbor Day that we remember.
That's right.
But we've got so many people now that are teenagers that it's just something we've told them, just like D-Day was something that was told to us. And if we do not take the effort to memorialize these things and to point out the hand of God in our nation's history, what kind of a legacy do we pass on to those that follow us?
That's right. That's so well said, Pastor, and that's why the importance of the education of what we're doing with the D-Day prayer. The place for the prayer is not the end, it's the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
The beginning of bringing young people there and meeting with people there and asking them to pray the prayer with us. And we've already done that with a prayer plaque. It's been a wonderful experience, but now that the grand edition of the prayer will be there with a full circle of remembrance upgrade, again, on four bronze plaques, two-inch type, all 515 words.
Wow.
And we'll be able to read that prayer aloud with, you know, school children will be coming from across America, and we're going to be encouraging them to stop there and to pray the prayer aloud because it was a prayer speech.
Mm-hmm.
It's estimated that nearly 100 million people worldwide heard the prayer as President Roosevelt prayed it over the airwaves.
That's amazing. And I know Christian schools will make that a stop as well. Chris, we got about a minute left in the program. Again, when do they anticipate breaking ground?
That will be, they'll be breaking ground, but dedication date is June 6th of 2022. So mark your calendars for that. And of course, we'll be giving everyone some updates on the ceremonies that week, and they can maybe meet us down there in Washington, make plans to be with us, and that will be a wonderful experience.
All right, and what's that website again?
ddayprayerproject.org.
Well, Chris Long, I want to thank you for being with us today, and I want to thank our listeners for listening. And, you know, we give thanks last week for God's blessings, and we ought to thank God for these people that sacrificed their all. The veterans of World War II, the greatest generation, they've been called. And they wouldn't have been that great if it weren't for their faith in God. Thank you, Chris Long, for being with us today. I appreciate that.
My pleasure.
Thank you. And again, to all of our listeners, I hope you'll check out that site, ddayprayerproject.org. You'll find a lot of good information there. Thanks for listening. Join us again next week. Join us Sunday night at 11 o'clock. And our Friday night Bible study continues, as do our Sunday services at the Richfield Bible Baptist Church. Check us out live with PastorAl.com. Thanks for listening. God bless. Have a great weekend.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220, The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.